What will you do with me, Father?
That remains to be seen. You must answer for your crimes, but it may be there is use for you yet in Sharaka.
What crime have I committed, Father?
Asom raised his eyes to watch his father's aura as they spoke. He was drawing on his crown, healing quickly. In moments, he would be back to fighting strength. Jardir readied himself in case he was fool enough to attack again.
Need you ask that, my son? You betrayed your brother, sending him to his death, and killed your uncle to take the throne he had been rightfully given.
How does that differ from your glorious example, Father? Did you not betray the Parchin, sending him to his death? Did you not kill the Maji Amadevram, who trained you in Sharaikora, and all his sons on your path to the Skull Throne? Did you not spear the Andra like the Kafit spitting a pig?
That was different.
How?
It was in Evora.
Evram's will? Oh, my mother's.
Both. The Andra was corrupt. His foolishness was killing our people. Amadevram was a good man, but he was part of that broken system and would not stand aside. There was no dishonor in his death.
My brother was corrupt. His foolishness was killing our people, forcing us into war before we were ready to slake his lust for conquest and desire to prove himself a worthy successor to the throne. If he had been allowed to succeed, Croatia would have suffered under his rule.
Perhaps.
And perhaps the Parchin would have led us to glory when he carried the spear in the maze. We make the choices we think best for the good of our people, Father. You taught me that. I took no pleasure in killing my uncle, but he was part of a broken system, and there was no dishonor in his death. I used no horror and challenged him and the Damaji openly in accordance with our law.
In the night, when all men are brothers, and you goaded my other sons to cheat with horror in their sacred challenges.
Was the Parchin lying when he spoke of your betrayal before Domin Sharum? Did you not turn on him in the night, throwing him to the demons?
I did. And it is my greatest shame. Had the Parchin not proven stronger than I believed, all Allah would have suffered.
How?
The Parchin and I have forged a peace. Together we have captured Alagai Ka and will take him back to the abyss as a hostage.
If the word surprised Asom, he gave no sign.
To what end?
To gain passage through the maze of the abyss and Ni's endless legions until we stand before Alagai Ting Ka.
Can you even accomplish such a thing?
The Alagai Hora say I am the deliverer. Or the Parchin is. If any can do this, it is us, united.
You may not return.
You think to keep the throne you stole.
We have established no crime, Father.
You gave honorable deaths to the Damaji and Andra. Your brother died of his own foolishness.
Faster than even Asom could counter, he seized his son by the throat. With his free hand, he plucked the crown from Asom's brow, throwing it across the room.
But there is one crime we have not accounted for. One crime I cannot forgive.
Jardir pulled Asom so close their noses touched.
You tried to kill your mother.
Jardir lifted his son from the floor by the throat, slamming him against a marble pillar.
That is crime enough to damn any man to the abyss. But in Evora is Damaja, Jiwaka of Evram himself.
He tightened his grip, Asom's face purpling as he struggled for breath.
For that, it would be a mercy to strip you of the white and cast you from the window to your death. It would be a mercy to chain you naked in the bazaar for Kafit to piss upon and use your body as fuel to roast a spitted pig.
Asom's hand slapped ineffectually against Jardir's arm, his last throes. Jardir had meant this as an act, but in that moment, he found his rage was true and was tempted to kill his treacherous son before he could further shame the Skull Throne and its people. Jardir threw his son onto the pillows beside the prone Asukaji.
But you are needed if you have it in you to find honor once more.
Once again, Asom was left choking and heaving, struggling for breath, but this time he did not have the crown to draw upon, and he was slower to recover. Jardir waited patiently, though the night grew long.
You were not ready for the throne, my son. Your treachery proves it. But for better or worse, Sharaka is upon you. The Alagai gather. Soon Alagai Ting Ka will lay, and the surface come alive with swarm. Even now, Ni's princelings seek to form hives across the land, and will muster their legions to defend them. Crasia needs a leader.
Soames stumbled in his attempt to leave the pillows, falling clumsily to the floor. He struggled, forcing breath through his crushed throat as he knelt, putting his forehead to the floor.
I live to obey, Father.